Blog Talk Radio.
I started out to win this race, to serve the Lord and to look up on His face. But the wait's been long and the wait's been rough. But there's one thing for sure, I've got my mind made up. I've got my foot on the rock and my mind's made up. Though I walk the lonely valley, though I drink from the bitter cup, when the devil comes a-knocking, showing me an easier way, I stand right there on my feet. I throw my head in the air, I look him straight in the eye, bring my foot from the rock, and my mind's made up. The devil, he will tempt you and fill your way with strife. He'll make you sick in body, even try to take your life. But put your trust in Jesus and say, Lord, I've had enough. The Lord will say, move on, Satan, he's got his mind made up. I've got my foot on the rock.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio today. If you want to call in, you can call in at 347-308-8524. And Brother Drennan is going to be on the line. And I'm going to turn it over to him right now. Bishop Drennan, are you on there?
I'm here, my friend. How are you tonight?
All right. Okay. Terry Miller's on there, too. I'm going to turn it over to you.
All right. Well, hello, folks. We'd like to welcome you tonight to the Reaching the World for Christ broadcast, and it's a real joy and honor to be able to be on tonight in the absence of Brother Yearwood, and we pray and trust that the Lord is going to move in a mighty way and speak to people's hearts, touch and deliver and set free. We're just excited. And we're believing the Lord's going to do some great things on this evening. We've got quite a bit of things to pray about tonight. I'm not going to go into a lot of detail, but we've got lots of prayer requests that have came in over the last couple of days. We do want to praise the Lord. We just got back from Murphy, North Carolina, and Brother Tim was with us over there, and we baptized 19 on Saturday, had a wonderful, wonderful time. And then on Sunday at our home church, man, the Holy Spirit just fell, and we just saw a great outpouring of the Holy Ghost, and people's lives were touched and changed for the glory of God. I want us to start tonight by going to the Lord in prayer and asking the Lord to be with us in the remainder of this broadcast and just to meet the needs of people. Brother Miller, are you on the line with us tonight?
Brother Drennan, he must have got disconnected. He said he was probably going to be in a bad area.
All right. All right. Well, we'll go ahead and pray, and if he gets back on the line, we'll just patch him right back in.
I'll let you know if anyone calls in.
All right. Thank you very much. So we're just going to go ahead and pray tonight and expect the Lord to do some wonderful things on this broadcast. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we lift up all of your people. We call upon your name for their health, for their happiness, for their deliverance. Lord, that every need that they have would be met this afternoon. Lord, as we speak over these airways and across the internet, we ask, Lord, that you would do that which no man can do. Lord, we pray that you would lay your hand upon the sick body and the fevered brow, those that are tormented in mind, body, soul, or spirit. Let the Holy Ghost fall upon them tonight, rest upon them. And Lord, we ask that you would bring divine intervention and deliverance. Let the angelic host of the Lord move on the behalf of your people on tonight. Lord, in Jesus' name, we are believing and trusting that you're going to come and walk the aisles of our heart. You're going to stir up faith in us. And before this broadcast is over tonight, we believe that someone is going to receive a miracle in the name of Jesus. We call it done. Amen and amen. Well, praise the Lord. Amen. I want to just take just a moment and introduce myself for those of you that may not know who I am. I'm Bishop Drennan. I'm the pastor of the Word of Faith Family Worship Center in Loudoun, Tennessee. I serve as the presiding bishop and prelate of Miracle Ministries International Fellowship. And once again, for those of you that are joining us, it's a great honor to be on the broadcast tonight in the absence of Brother Yearwood. And we're just looking for the Lord to do some great and mighty things. Let me also make mention very quickly, if I may, that if you are in the East Tennessee area at any time, we would love to have you join us for our regular scheduled services at the Word of Faith Family Worship Center. Our services are every Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock p.m. for Sunday school, 2:30 for worship, and every Thursday evening at 7:30 p.m. for our midweek Bible study. We're also gearing up August 6, 7, 8, and 9 is going to be the annual Miracle Ministries International Fellowship Camp Meeting Convocation, which will convene right here in Loudoun, Tennessee, in East Tennessee, at the Headquarters Church of Miracle Ministries International Fellowship. 6 services in 4 days, men and women of faith and power from all across the land and country will join us for this time of the gathering of the elect, when men and women are going to come together, seek the face of God, and be touched. This is a time of renewal, revival, refreshing. And this is a time when God is going to stir up the gifts, because surely we are in harvest time. And I'm believing that if you'll make plans to join us, that the Lord will do something fresh and new in your life. You will not be disappointed, but join us for our camp meeting convention here August 6th through the 9th in Loudoun, Tennessee. If you'd like more information on that, all you got to do is log on to our website at www.miracleministries.net. That's miracleministries.net, and all the information is on there. You can register. We have a limited number of dorm-style rooms for those of you that may want to come in the area and need a place to stay. We'll also provide you a place if you'd like to park your RV, pitch a tent and camp. We've got hot showers, and we'll feed you after every service. You will not be disappointed if you'll make plans to be with us at Camp Meeting Convocation 2009 at the Word of Faith Family Worship Center in Loudoun, Tennessee. Well, enough about that. We just want to rejoice in the Lord tonight. Brother Tim, are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right. Did Brother Miller ever get patched back through? I thought I heard his voice.
Yeah. Area code 573, are you there?
Yes, this is Evangelist Brother Miller, and I'm down in the Mobile, Alabama area tonight. And I just want to join in fellowship and lift up the name of the Lord Jesus.
Well, praise the Lord, Brother Miller. It's so good to hear your voice, my friend. And why don't you just take your liberty tonight and give us a word of testimony and tell what the Lord is doing. We're talking tonight about Matthew chapter 16, where Jesus said, "Upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it." And I tell you what, as we look around society today, surely all hell is enlarging itself. But I don't know about you. I'm glad that I'm anchored on the rock, who is Jesus. And I know that no matter what the enemy does, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. But we'd like you to take your time, testify, and speak to the audience tonight.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, we hope that the Lord will bless us with a good enough signal through here where we can be able to minister to people, or even maybe minister to myself as the Lord inspires me by the Holy Ghost. I think it's an honor to be able to be chosen, to be able to bring forth the word in due season. I don't think that very many people are walking in position to be able to be used by the hand and by the anointing of God, like he would like for the earth to be right now. The earth is ready for harvest, but like you said a minute ago, the gates of hell are opening and expanding the boundaries, and people are going by the wayside. And I'm thankful that we got an audience through the Broad Talk Radio service to be able to go out and touch the hearts. I know that there's Christians that listen by the Internet, but I also know that Satan's children are still roaming to and fro trying to find relief, trying to find something besides what they've got. And I'm here to share with them tonight that there is a better way. You don't have to be scared into a pit of hell. You don't have to go into a pit of hell. But I'm here to share with people tonight and let them know that hell is real. And I don't have to scare any unbeliever or anyone that's not born again into the pit of hell, because that's where they already are. But I want to share with them that there is a better way. The way is Jesus Christ. He is the truth. He is the life. And in Matthew chapter 16, he talks to the disciples. I'm talking about the people that he has handpicked. He has hand-chose. He has put an anointing upon their vessel, and he has touched their spirit to come up and give revelation that he gives to them. So when you hear the people that he's handpicked, when you hear the people bring forth the word, it's not that fleshly body that you're receiving your blessing from. It's the Spirit of God that goes through them that releases the anointing and releases the living word to use, to receive, and feast upon. That's why he leaves us gifts of the Holy Ghost. You know, the Holy Ghost is a gift. It's something that you can freely receive if you have a heart to believe. You don't have to be an atheism. You don't have to be a doubt and unbelief. You can actually reach out. I mean, you might have tried it. I'm talking to someone tonight. You might have tried the Lord, and it didn't work for you. Well, let me tell you, my friend, it ain't in your timing and it ain't in your way. This is not something that you can buy. It's not something that you can force to happen. But when you open up your heart and get yourself out of the way and put God in place, then he'll come into you and he will sup and he will show you who he is. But why should he prove to you who he is if you don't want to believe and walk in it? You know, I believe Matthew 16 has got a place for everybody to begin their life or their future or eternity. I mean, you're either going to go to heaven or you're either going to go to hell. But he asked Peter this question. He said, whom do people say that I am? You know, and some wanted to say that he was Elias. They named off several different things. If people want to know exactly what he said, go into Matthew chapter 16, verse 13, and he will tell you exactly what he laid forth in the beginning. Now, this happened many thousands of years ago, and that was in the beginning, but we're living in the end now. So if you're coming in right now, it's not too late. You're just going to, you know, a laborer is worthy of his heart. He talked about, you know, weeping and sowing and all this. Well, just because you're coming in at the latter rain doesn't mean you're not going to get the same reward that the first did when Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John walked the earth. But I want to say this to you. Do you have faith to believe tonight? Do you have faith to trust in Jesus? Can you turn from your wicked ways? I don't have to tell you, people that they are walking in sin. I don't have to tell you that you're wicked. I don't have to tell you you're corrupt. You are what you are by the speaking of your tongue. It says it's not what goes in a body that defiles it. It's what comes out. Well, if you ain't feeding on good ground, how can you have anything worth speaking about? I'm speaking to someone tonight. Let me tell you. You may think you're all this in a big old bottle of cake, but I'm telling you, ain't nothing without Jesus. Now, I'm not trying to burn people up. I'm trying to tell you there is a better way than what people are living. And the ones that have given their heart to you, we already know this, because the same Spirit dwells in each and every individual Christian, and we draw strength from one another. Let me tell you, when he told Peter, he said, I want to ask you a question, Peter. He said, who do you say that I am? And Peter turned and looked at him, and he said, you are the Christ. You are the Son of the living God. Jesus was really overwhelmed. Bishop Drennan, he was overwhelmed. He said, Peter, flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you. Mm-hmm. He said, but the Father in heaven has done this. And he said, because of this, I'm going to use your name as a rock. He said, on this church, On this rock I'll build my church. And the gates of hell, hey, somebody listen to me, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So you may think tonight that you may have a lot of power, and you may do. If you're walking in the name of Jesus, you got all the power you need. He said, I give you life and death in your tongue. He said, I'll go further than that. Whatever you bind on earth, you can bind in heaven. Whatever you loose in earth, you loose in heaven. You know, he gives us things, but without Jesus, you ain't got no power. Without Jesus, you're nothing. Oh, you may think that you got something, but honey, let me tell you, Satan has deceived a lot of people. It started in the garden with Adam and Eve, and it's continued throughout the land. But I'll tell you, Jesus has conquered it. He's rose from the grave, and he's coming back for his people. So all I can tell you is you better get ready because he's coming. Praise the Lord. Pastor, yes. It's good to hear your voice. Bishop Drennan, it's good to hear you. I feel the anointing on you tonight. I feel like you got a fresh word for the people. I'm going to step down just for a minute, let you speak, because I feel something good's about to break loose.
I tell you what, Brother Miller, it sounds to me like you're fired up. I'm excited. We are just seeing this is a day of divine appointment. You know, and as you was quoting some of Matthew chapter 16, and this is something that I've preached on for some years now. When Jesus asked, he said, "Who do men say that I am?" Of course, there was all sorts of intellectual ideology that came forth. Some think that you're this prophet. Some think that you're, a great teacher. And it came down to the point, and Jesus said, "But who do you say that I am?" And it was Peter who spoke up and said, "I think, I perceive, I personally believe that you are the Christ, the Christos, that Greek word, the anointed one." And upon, oh, my Lord, I feel
hallelujah.
The Holy Spirit tonight.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes,
Jesus
Lord.
Said,
praise
I would
God.
Say unto you that your name is Peter. Now, we know that before Peter spoke, he was known as Simon Barjona. But
yes.
When after he spoke, Jesus said, I'm going to say to you, you're a new person now, because
oh,
you
yeah.
have a revelation of who I
yes.
am, and upon
yes.
the revelation of who I am, I'm going to
yes.
establish my kingdom, and nothing can destroy that. I want to say this tonight. I want to say this tonight. The problem in Christendom, and the reason that there are so many Christians that don't have a leg to stand on, is because they don't have a personal revelation of who Christ is to them. They've not had a
yes.
personal encounter with the anointing. When you have a personal
yes.
encounter with the anointing, then that anointing will reside in you, and the gates of hell will not be able to prevail against you. Now, there's something else that I want you to understand tonight, and you touched on this, Brother Miller, a little bit earlier. You was talking about Jesus said that he stood at the door and knocked. I was just
yes.
studying the other day, and matter of fact, I spoke on this in a meeting not long ago. In the third chapter of Revelation, we hear a lot of preachers talking about the Laodicean church, and we believe that we are in the Laodicean age. That was the final group that Jesus spoke to when he was speaking to the seven churches at Asia Minor, representing the last day church. And he talked about them being lukewarm. He talked about them being spewed out of his mouth. And he
yes.
and Jesus literally railed against them. And
Amen.
I hear people all the time talking about this Laodicean age that we are in. But yet, listen, I feel like this is the greatest age that we could have possibly been a part of. The Laodicean
yes.
age. The lukewarm
yes.
age. Because
yes.
Jesus finishes what he is saying to the Laodiceans when he says that I would rather you have been cold or hot than to be lukewarm, because if you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. He finishes up, though, by saying, as many as I love, I rebuke
yes.
and chasten. And he said, be zealous, therefore, and repent. I want everyone to hear this tonight, listening to this webcast. God loves the Laodicean church age. He loves us enough that he's calling us to repentance so that he can raise up a church that in the last day will have a revelation, not of what he's done, but who he is. Oh, thank you, sweet Jesus. Listen to this. Brother Miller, I don't know if you understand this or not, but out of all of the churches in the that Jesus spoke to, at the seven churches of Asia Minor in Revelation, from Revelation chapter 1 to Revelation chapter 3, out of all of those churches, there was only one church that Jesus said, I'm at your door, and if you'll open the door, I'll come into you. There was only one church. And that was the Laodicean church. He never told anybody else that. But I'm here to tell you, he's standing at the door tonight knocking. There are some of you that are listening by the way of the internet tonight. You do not understand why your life has been beaten and broken and defeated and filled with turmoil. The reason is you've not opened the door to have a personal experience with Jesus Christ. You've accepted him as a historical character. You've accepted him as a some sort of biblical figure. You've accepted him as this great savior, but yet you've never had that encounter where you really know who he is in a manner and a way that you are personal and intimate with him. When you get personal and intimate with him, you develop his character. His character begins to inspire you, infuse you, infill you, drive you, direct you. It's your motivation. It's your heartbeat. And he said, he told his disciples, after they've had this revelation that he is the anointed one, that he is the Christos, the Christ, the Son of the living God, the very presence of God dwelling among men, Jesus went on to tell his disciples later on, he said, the works you've seen me do, because you have seen me personally do them, because you have been with me, these works you see me do, you shall do these works, and greater works than these shall you do, because I go to my Father which is in heaven.
Yes. Yes, you do.
Brother Miller, you're a married man, I know, and I found out a long time ago that the more time you spend with someone, the more like them you become.
Yes.
The more, you know, I was listening just yesterday to Sister Drennan. She was teaching a little in the early parts of our services, and I was listening to her, and she was using a lot of my colloquialisms and a lot of my, you know, taking my expressions and using them.
Yes.
It's simply because she has been with me so much that the words that I speak have now become part of her. Oh,
that's right. Amen. Yes, 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 yes. You become one. Yes.
Yes. We have now the same thought patterns. You know, and I don't know if you and Sister Miller ever feel this way, but she knows what I'm thinking before I ever say it.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. And yes, yes. Oh, my. Come on now. You're preaching good there.
You know what I'm talking about? Before I ever say it, she knows what I'm going to say. And you can go back to the Old Testament, and the Bible says that God doesn't do anything unless he first reveals it to his servants, the prophets. I've got news for somebody today.
Yes.
The Bible tells us, we know not how to pray as we ought, but the Spirit maketh intercession through us.
Yes.
And then it goes on to say, because the Spirit knows the mind of God.
That's right.
Listen,
amen.
When you have a personal, intimate revelation of who he is, when you have a personal, intimate revelation of your experience with him, you don't have to wonder what his will is. You don't have to wonder what he's up to. You don't have to wonder what he's doing, because you will know Oh, help me, Jesus. I feel the Holy Ghost tonight. Holy Ghost will reveal to you the mind of your elder brother, Jesus. You're on the same channel. You're on the same wavelength. That's the reason the gates of hell can't prevail against us, because I've got news for you. Jesus knows what the devil is doing before he even does it, and we're always one step ahead of the devil.
Always one step
ahead of the devil.
Now, somebody
listening to this broadcast on this afternoon, the devil has run roughshod over you, and you feel like that you've been one step behind him. You need to pick up your phone right now and call 347-308-8524, and you need to let us minister to you and break that spirit off of your life that's been holding you back. You need to be ahead.
Yes.
The Bible said we'd be the head, not the tail, the first and not the last. He said he would bless us in our going in and our coming out. And he said he'd bless us in the city and the field. He said he'd bless our kneading basket and our bowl. He said that that we would be blessed with houses and lands and all good gifts that cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness or shadow of turning. The good news is this. No matter what the devil does, we win. We're ahead because we're built on that rock, and the gates of hell cannot prevail against us. Oh, hallelujah.
Right.
Amen.
You know, Bishop, when we were talking there a minute ago, and you was talking about our wives and us, you know, sort of becoming one and knowing what everyone thinks before. I mean, in our fleshly body, we can walk, and as we're in our daily activities, we don't even have to speak. You can just look. And if you're hungry or something, you don't even really have to ask each other what you want. You already know where you want to go eat. You know? And God's wanting us to become like that in the spirit. Know where to go and eat. Get that spiritual food. And I heard God, you know, he spoke to me. He said, I want people to know who I am, and I want them to know spiritually who I am, and I want them to know my authority that I have to offer. And he said, when I asked Peter who I was, he said, I said that for a reason. He said, I wanted to see if my children knew who I was and where I come from. And he said, I went as far as, if you'll remember, let me take you back a step. If you remember, when Jesus walked the earth, he had a friend. His name was Lazarus. He loved him so. He loved his sister. But they said, Lazarus is dead. He told the disciples, he said, Lazarus has died. Let's go unto him. He tarried 4 days before that event took place. But he come to the tomb. He stood before the tomb. People was around him. And the Bible says that he wept. He wept because the people didn't know who he was. They said, well, he will rise in the resurrection. He said, no, you don't know who I am. I am the resurrection. Let me show you what I'm about. Let me show you what I can do. And he stood before him and he called him by name. It could have been my name if I was in the earth. It could have been your name if we were in the earth. But he called Lazarus, and Lazarus come forth. And that's what God's saying to the day. He said, I want my people to know who I am so they can walk in my power, so they can walk in my authority, so they can stand fast. He said, I told you, no weapon should form that will prosper against you. Why? Because you walk in his authority. You walk in his anointing. Let me remind you of three people. It was called Meshach, Midrach, and Abednego. I think I said that right. But anyway, it was the three Hebrew children. The people that know anything about the Bible knows what I'm talking about. Anyway, they knew who Jesus was. They didn't have to ask. He tried to get them to bow down and worship a different God, like a lot of people's going to and fro in the earth, worshiping all these things that don't mean nothing, that their God's already dead and they're still in the grave, they're still in the tomb. But I'm talking about a living Jesus Christ that's risen from the grave, that's come up out of the tomb. I'm talking about a God that when the three Hebrew children would not bow down and worship this here God or this idol or this king or whatever you want to call him, he stood before them and they casted all three of them. You know the story. And the realization of what happened, they all went into a fiery furnace.
Burning.
They kept turning it up. It kept getting hotter. But what they couldn't figure out was why they were still alive. They couldn't figure out why they were still in there walking around. And one of them said, well, there's three in there, but it looks like the fourth man. Oh, it looked like four men in there. And he said, one of them looks like the Son of God. Well, let me tell you something. They found something that a lot of us don't have. They found who Jesus was. They found who God was. They found everlasting life. They found a way that they know that they can live forever in a place called heaven. You know, the Bible says heaven and earth's going to pass away, but let me tell you, God's Word will live forevermore. So if you get the Word on the inside of you and you become Christ-like, you can be pleasing unto our Lord and our Savior Jesus. I love the Lord tonight. I feel the power. I feel the anointing. I feel the authority here tonight. But like Bishop Drennan told someone, you need to pick that phone up. You need to make that call. You've got complications. You've got situations. You don't need to wait. You've waited too long. You need to become the head and not the tail. Pick up the phone. Make the call. Let us pray. It's not too late. It's not too late. There's people out there that needs to be ministered to. You're playing in things you shouldn't play in. You're dibbling in things that don't mean nothing to God. And he's not pleased in this, but there's a way out. There's a way out. You've got to have a personal relationship. You've got to know why you breathe in this earth. You need to know why you walk in this earth. You need to know why you've got a tongue in your mouth to talk with. You need to know Jesus so you can be a tool in his hand. That's all he's required of you. But the only way out of this earth, the only way to have eternal life is through the blood of Jesus. There's no other way out. You've got to come to the cross. You've got to come up on the rock. You've got to stand on the rock, and the rock is Jesus. Can you say amen?
Hallelujah. Oh, I can definitely amen, my friend.
Thank you, Lord. It's good. I sometimes get excited because of the power, but, you know, some people say, you sound a little angry. I said, no, I sound keyed up. I feel like a, you know, I used to like to play with motors a little bit. You could have a little 283 Chevrolet engine, or you could get you a 454 motor. You know, sometimes the bigger the motor, the more horsepower you got. That's the way Jesus does me. He just throws it on me, and I love the horsepower of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
I like it, my friend.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
I like it. Let me go ahead and mention one more time, if you'd like to join in tonight, 347-308-8524. Pick up your phone and give us a call. We'd love to have you on the broadcast on tonight. You know, Brother Miller, you just really hit on some things that just stirred my spirit. It's amazing to me how many people don't have this personal knowledge of who Jesus is.
Yeah.
Churches are filled with people in this day and hour that only know him from a historical standpoint. When you were speaking, my mind went back to the Garden Tomb when Mary Magdalene came and they came to anoint the body of Jesus for the burial ointment cover his body with spices and wrap him in the proper burial garments and to tend to his body. The Bible tells us that when they got there and they saw that the stone was rolled away and they were troubled, they looked around and they feared because they saw what they thought to be an angel there. And the angel said, fear not, because he's not here. And then they begin to talk to someone that they thought was a gardener. And, and they said, what have you done with him? And the Bible tells us that when he spoke, Mary and Mary both recognized his voice. They recognized his voice. He said, Mary. And Mary said, Rabboni. She knew who she was speaking with. I feel in my spirit tonight. See, there is so many people. What happened with Mary, and this is where so many folks are, what happened with Mary was her eyes were filled with tears. She was in a place of distress. She was distraught. She was traumatized. Her life was literally shattered, her hopes and dreams, because of what Jesus had done for her. He had done for her what no one else could do. And now The news is he's dead. The report is that her Lord and Savior is dead and buried. And not only that, to add insult to injury, when she comes to do due diligence in anointing his body for burial, she finds that he is missing. And so she is filled with fear. She's filled with confusion. She's filled with doubt. She's filled with unbelief. Her eyes are filled with tears. But in the midst of it all, she hears that voice that says, Mary. And when she heard the voice, she immediately knew who he was. I've got two children. And I guarantee you, when I talk to my children on the telephone, they don't have to, when I pick up the phone and dial their number, I don't have to ask them, who is this, when they pick up on the other end, because I know their voice. And they know my voice. They know who I am. They may not see me on the other end of the phone, but they know who I am. And I want to speak to someone tonight. You may not see God at work, but God's got a word that he's sending to you that's going to drive back the forces of hell. He's going to drive back that depression. He's going to drive back that anxiety. He's going to drive back that animosity. He's going to drive out that fear and unbelief, and he's going to bring peace in the midst of your storm. Oh, I want you to understand tonight, beyond the shadow of a doubt, that just because you don't see him does not mean he is not there. When you really know him, I said, when you really know him, he said, I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you. I'll go with you always, even to the end of the world. I remember years ago, the Happy Goodman family used to sing a song, God Walks the Dark Hills. And there was one part in that song where Vestal would sing, he walks in silence on down the highway. You know what? He don't even have to say anything just to feel the touch of the Master's strong hand. He's there. He'll never leave. He'll guide you. The Word of God says he will stick closer than a brother. He's going to be there when everybody else is gone, when everybody's wrote you off, when everybody else said that you're a loser and a failure. Jesus is going to be there and say, you know what? They may be a loser and they may be a failure, but they're not a quitter. They're still holding on to my nail-scarred hand, and I'm going to see them through. That's the reason the gates of hell cannot prevail against us, is because we've got the tenacity. We know where he is, where he's been, who he is, what he's doing, how he operates, how he functions, and we've got confidence that what he does or what he has said he will do, he will continue to do. All praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you.
We have another caller in.
Okay. All right.
573, come in and tell us who you are and where you're from.
Well, sounds like some good preaching going on there. This is Sister Cheryl Miller from Harville, Missouri.
Oh, well, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. There's my lady.
Do you know that voice, Brother Miller?
I've heard that. That's part of me over there you're listening to. Praise the Lord.
Mother Miller, we're having some church on this broadcast tonight.
I hear that.
Well, what's going on out there in your neck of the woods?
Well, we got a lot of heat going on. A lot of heat on this program, the fire of the Holy Ghost. It's in my spirit.
Well, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes, sister.
Hamasatahaya.
Hey.
Hallelujah. When the Lord said to Peter, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. We have an assurance when we belong to him. We are one with him. We are inseparable. And he is that which is immovable. Hallelujah. He's not a rock that can be moved. There is nothing that can move, hallelujah, him out of the way. He cut a masahaya. So when we have that assurance, hallelujah, that which is unshakable and unmovable lives on the inside of us, whatever we're walking through, whatever we're going through, we know it's going to come out all right because he is the immovable rock.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He is that which cannot pass away and will not pass away. The word will not pass away. Hallelujah.
Oh, I know. Praise God. And you know what, sis? I like what Jesus told Peter. He wasn't talking to anybody but Peter in this.
Yes.
After he told Peter, he said, on this rock I'll build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. He went on to tell Peter, he said, I'm going to give you the keys to the kingdom.
That's it.
And he said, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you what, I believe that the thing that gives us the key that unlocks heaven's blessing is when we recognize and understand who he is and who we are in him.
That's it.
Amen. I really believe that.
I believe that too. I know that I've heard a lot of things on the airways from the church in the last few years, and it sounded more like a who am I problem. And it's not who am I. It's
yeah.
I that a king would bleed and die for. It's who he is. And
mm-hmm.
then we know who we are in him.
Right.
We must have it in order, his divine order. Hallelujah.
That's correct.
He
Absolutely.
Is the key. He is the key. He's the chief cornerstone. Glory
yes.
to God. Hallelujah.
You know, there's somebody listening tonight. I just want to bring this up briefly. I love everything that's been said here tonight, and I'm stirred in my spirit. But, you know, we've got people, the Lord's showing me that we've got people listening by the Internet tonight that have walked with Jesus. They've talked with Jesus, and they've experienced what we've been talking about all night, and they're hurting in their spirit. They're hurting. They don't know what to do because, you know, when you've walked in the light and when you've had the Spirit of God in your behalf and he's protected you and he's clothed you and he's ministered to you and your family, and then for some reason hardship hits your home or fatalness comes into your spiritual man and destroys everything around you, and you're around the wrong people, you get on the wrong path again, and you're led away from the presence of God, and you start little by little, not suddenly, but little by little, going back into darkness. You slip away, and now you're standing in a place that of confusion, actually. You don't know what to do. Let me tell you, friend, I'm speaking to several people right now, and I want you to understand, God's a merciful God. God is a loving God. He's an all-consuming God. But let me tell you, he is also a loving, merciful God. You know, if you're really sincere and you're tired of living where you live, you've been in the light. I'm speaking to someone right now. You've been in the light. You walk in God's presence. He's gifted you. You know, gifts don't go away. They may go inactive. But once God blesses an individual with a gift, he don't take it back. You can deactivate it by walking away from him. You can deactivate it and not use it. It's your choice. And if you're in this position, if you're one of them I'm speaking to right now, I want to minister just for a moment. You need to have someone. Now, I'm talking about someone with the goods. I'm talking about someone that's filled with the Holy Ghost. You need to call this program. You need to get in touch with someone in this ministry program right here to pray for you and get you back on the right track. Let me just say this. God loves you, and there's not a sin that he will not forgive you of or her if you're sincere. Let me tell you, there's only one thing that God will not tolerate. He will not forgive it, and that's blaspheming the Holy Ghost. But I'm telling you right now, God is an awesome God, and he loves you with all his heart. He come to the cross. He laid down his life for you. He come into this earth. He didn't have to. Why? He saw sin. You know, all the way back to Sodom and Gomorrah. You know, he even God was so merciful that they went back to the city several times. The angels come to destroy it, but they helped up. He said, if you can find so many people that will worship me, that will live for me, that are Christians, he couldn't find none. It come down to one in Sodom and Gomorrah.
turned and walked away. And he said, don't look back. Don't look back, because he is fixing to destroy the city. Let me tell you that everything in this earth makes a revelation. Everything in this earth makes a circle and is coming back around. It's no different right now where we live in this present time than it was back in Sodom and Gomorrah, except for that was the beginning of the rain, and we're in the latter rain. Can I express to you that when she and Sodom left the city, she had many loved ones there that she didn't want to lose, and she turned and looked back, and she was turned into a pillar of salt, and to this day it still exists. Can I tell you that's the kind of God we serve, with that kind of authority? You know, I'm telling you that this, as much as he can destroy, he can bless, he can heal, he can restore, he can mend, he can make good. But I'm telling you, if you don't face him right now, you'll face him when you die. If you don't come to his glory right now, when it's time for you to go by the way of the grave, or whether he comes back to rapture his people home, you will stand before him. You need to make a decision. You need to make a choice. What do you want tonight?
Amen.
Do you want heaven or do you want hell? I'm speaking to some people right now that know that I'm telling them the truth. And they're weeping and they're crying and they're frustrated. And I'm telling you, you can't keep hanging with the people that you've been hanging with. You got to cut them loose. You got to let them go. They're why you're where you're at right now. You need to get on the phone and talk to some people that are filled with God's gift, some people that have walked in the authority and in the anointing and are Holy Ghost filled. It don't have to be me. Anyone that you know that's got the goods, anyone. It don't have to be us. We would like to pray with you. We would love to be able to help you. That's our goal. That's what we're called for. You know, there was a situation in the Bible when the disciples was walking around and things wasn't going right. Everything was in turmoil. And summed this up and just left Jesus. And him and Peter was standing there. And he turned around and he looked at Peter. And he said, will you also go away? And Peter said these very, very important words. Listen to me, somebody. Peter said, you are the Christ. You are the Son of the living God. Where else could I go? In other words, he knew who he was. He knew where the authority rested. He knew what he had to do. It didn't matter about the circumstances. It might have been painful. It might be very hurtful. But he knew that the only way out of this was hanging with Jesus, going by the way of the cross. He said, where else can I go? I can't go nowhere. I'm right here where I'm supposed to be. He had to get his mind right. His mind wasn't right. And the others couldn't do it. They turned and left. Are you the ones that turned and left? Are you wanting to come home? God's standing. He's at the door. He says, knock and come on in. He's standing with his arms open wide. He's waiting on you to make the decision. Praise the Lord. I'll be still because I know y'all got some words of wisdom coming, and I just want to be quiet and let y'all minister to the people.
Yes. Brother Miller, you know, I was just thinking, as you were speaking, and we have a few moments left in the broadcast tonight, it doesn't matter how far away you have gone. It doesn't matter how far you've drifted away.
That's right.
That same Peter who Jesus told him, said, you've got a revelation of who I am, and the gates of hell are not going to prevail against my church, and I give you the keys to the kingdom. And the same Peter that said, where can I go but to you, was also the same Peter that fell by the wayside and denied even knowing Christ.
Yes,
you know what the beautiful, you know what the beautiful part of that is? Peter had a promise. The Bible said the gifts and callings of God are without repentance.
Yes.
Peter had a promise. Peter had an anointing on his life.
Yes.
Once you've had an encounter with Jesus, you won't never be right until you return to where you once were.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Jesus allowed Peter to turn his life around.
Yes.
And on the day of Pentecost, it was Peter that stood up. After having denied Jesus, it was Peter that stood up and preached to that crowd of people on that day said, this is that was spoken of by the prophet Joel. And he preached that great message that said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and you shall be saved and filled with the Holy Spirit. And then he went on to tell the whole community Let all the house of Israel know for a surety that this same Jesus that you have crucified, God hath made both Lord and Christ. And then he said, save yourselves, because he already understood. I've done been there. I walked with him, but I drifted away. Yeah. And I realized I had to come back to the cross. So he said, now you save yourselves from this untoward generation. We're speaking to someone tonight. We have about 10 minutes left in this broadcast tonight. You ought to pick up that phone right now, 347-308-8524. We're going to get ready to pray here in just a minute. Sister Miller, are you still on the line with us tonight?
Still on the line with you.
Sister, I would like, if you don't mind, if you would feel in your spirit, I want you to lift us up and take us in prayer right now. And let's touch heaven. Will you? Do you care to do that? I feel that in my spirit to have you help us touch heaven tonight for these people that need to see Jesus face to face and have a personal encounter right now in their life. They've been going through hell. Somebody listening on this broadcast, you've been to the brink of despair.
Yes.
But God says he wants to turn it around for you tonight.
I'd like to say to them, what would it profit you to gain the whole world and lose your soul?
Yes.
There's going to come a time when we're going to be called up, whether his return or by the way of the grave.
Yes.
We can take nothing with us except that we have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And you will live on. You will live on one or two places. You won't die. You're going to live on either heaven or hell.
Right.
And the Lord Jesus loves your soul. It's not his will that anyone perish. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, we lift those that are listening on this broadcast.
Mm.
And you know who they are because you have an appointed time for everything. And I believe it's an appointed time for those that are listening that have strayed away for whatever reason, and for those that have never met you. Holy Ghost, I ask you to go forth right now and call them to the Father. In the revelation of who Jesus Christ is for their soul and for eternity. Hallelujah. Father, we ask that you, Mahai, will make them comfortable to call in. And Masita Mahai, we bind up the enemy that would come against their soul, their mind, right now in the name of Jesus. And we loose the power of the Holy Ghost to destroy every yoke. We arrest them in the Holy Ghost right now. Hallelujah, for salvation, for deliverance, for healing. Hana Mahasita Mahai. For Mahai, whatever their need is right now, my son, there's a mother listening, a single mother with two children, and you've got one on the way, and you don't have a husband. And the Lord says he knows who you are, Lisa, and he loves you, and he is waiting right by you. He's waiting for you to call. He didn't want you to talk to him. He's never left you. He's never left you, honey. He just wants you to begin to cry out to him. When we cry out to him, hallelujah, he comes on the scene. Hallelujah, Father. We thank you right now that this broadcast is sanctified and set apart and subject to the Holy Ghost in all things.
Yes.
There are those that need you. And I pray that you reach them, Father. We pull them out of the fire in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And then we say the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword, and it'll pierce between the soul and the spirit and lay open the heart. Lay open their hearts so that they can see their condition, Father. Hallelujah. And then let them see that you are the answer. That Jesus is the answer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we praise you and we thank you.
Yes, Sister Cheryl, I see a family sitting on the couch and they
they got goosebumps running all over their body.
But
you know, they're so excited. But let me tell you, God's bigger than a goosebump. Don't settle for just a goosebump. Go all the way. Go all the way. What you're seeing right now, what you're feeling right now ain't nothing. It's just a touch. It's just a touch. God's bigger than a goosebump. Go all the way.
Just
I just want to tell you to go all the way.
He is there. Hallelujah. Oh,
yes. Oh, yes.
There is no pit so deep that Christ cannot meet you there. If you make your bed in hell, he's there.
Yes.
He's in every place before you. Hallelujah. And he's reaching out to you now. And he is passing by your way.
Yes.
Don't miss him.
Yes.
Don't miss him.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, the call has gone out tonight. I feel like that God has done something very special on this broadcast tonight. Only time will be able to tell now what all has been accomplished. As these words have gone out across the airway. I would like to take just a moment in these final remaining minutes of this program tonight to say that we appreciate Brother Tim for keeping us on the straight and narrow tonight in this broadcast and keeping everything up and running and going in the right direction.
Yeah.
He's a fine young man doing a good work for the Lord.
Yes.
We appreciate him. And we'd also like to thank Brother Yearwood for having us on tonight.
Yes.
And it's so kind of him to have asked us to come on in his absence. And I would like to say a great big God bless you to Brother Terry Miller for joining us on the broadcast on tonight, and Sister Cheryl. Dear, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your heart. And I know that the Lord has done something on tonight that is beyond our comprehension.
Believe that.
Someone was on sinking sand when this program began, but now they're on the rock that will not move. Oh,
yes,
thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
We thank everyone that give their heart tonight to God, that surrendered all and they give their heart to God. We know that many have listened by the internet tonight that have surrendered due to the obedience of the Holy Ghost and by the anointing that you felt tonight. You have surrendered. I see several that's come back to their love that they had for Christ once before. I see miracles, signs, and wonders in the spirit that took place this broadcast. Why? Not because of what I said. Not because of what anyone said. It's because of God. It's because of the Spirit of God. Everything is done. We can't take no credit for anything. But tonight, because of obedience, I see people plucked right out of the fire. Right out of the pits of hell, God has plucked you up and brought you up and set him in heavenly places spiritually with him. And
yes.
I thank God for that tonight. It's a special place to be. Praise God.
Amen. We'd like to thank all of our listeners tonight. You've been listening to the Reaching the World for Christ broadcast right here on Blog Talk Radio. I assume that Brother Yearwood will be back with you on next week. They're here the same time, same place, every week, 11 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time. And I'm Bishop J.D. Drennan, been your host tonight. In the absence of Brother Yearwood, I'd encourage you, if you can, tune in each and every week, and you will be blessed. Very quickly, one thing before we go, I would like to take an opportunity to invite those of you when you come through the East Tennessee area, or maybe you're in the East Tennessee area all the time, come and be with us at East Tennessee's Church of Miracles, Signs, and Wonders, Following the Preached Word, the Word of Faith Family Worship Center, We're located at 805 Mulberry Street, right downtown in Loudoun, Tennessee. Services every Sunday afternoon, 2 o'clock for Sunday school, 2:30 for worship, and every Thursday evening at 7:30. It's been a joy, it's been a privilege, and it's been an honor sharing with you tonight on the Reaching the World for Christ radio broadcast, webcast, and we're just excited and hope we get to do this again.
Yes, it was good worshiping and fellowshiping, too, with you, Bishop Grinnan, tonight.
Well,
I believe
thank
this was the first time on CAM, and we really enjoyed it. Thank you for coming.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And Sister Miller, thank you for joining us over there in Harville, Missouri, in that big metropolis you're in.
Yeah, in and amongst my busy schedule.
Right, right, absolutely.
I'll tell you, schedule these days prayer.
I understand. I'd like to make mention very quickly, too, in the remaining seconds of this broadcast, those of you that are listening, we'd like you to join us August 6, 7, 8, 9 for 6 Power Pack services in 4 days in Loudoun, Tennessee, for the annual Miracle Ministries International Fellowship Camp Meeting Convocation. You don't want to miss it.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. That's a wonderful. That's good.
Amen.
God is so good, isn't he? He's a good God.
He is a good God. And you can't go wrong with him. MiracleMinistries.net, www.MiracleMinistries.net. That'll get it done.
All right.
Brother Tim's all been awful quiet tonight.
I'm still on here. Excellent, y'all talk.
We appreciate you, Brother Tim.
Well, thanks.
Yes.
Well, we're up there now, so we'll talk with everybody next week.
Okay,
my friend.
God bless everybody.
God bless and good night and be careful.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks,
yeah.
Sandy. We look forward to hearing from you again.
Okay. Be blessed.
Be blessed.
Uh-huh.